Dear brothers and sisters, dear faithful, dear pilgrims, every one of you has some pearls at home. And when this gospel is read, every one of us imagines ourselves in the role of this man who has pearl, who has something valuable, and who has to watch out where he will deposit it. Our Lady, for 35 years here, has been casting her pearls. We are children. But who could make this but Our Lady, the pearl of the world? That happened. That has been happening in these 35 years in Medjugorje. Stone was taken, which was worked on, carved, and now you have a pearl in the world. Pearl that shines and converts people. Jesus here says, do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Jesus invites us to love our neighbors. Brothers and sisters, maybe the best story for these 35 years is after the same film that has been recently filmed. Same like you here, it is said. They were sitting outside in the afternoon hours, father and a son. Father is 70 years old and son is 40 years old. And a bird flew by and landed on a branch. And father asked his son, what is that? And son, reading newspapers, turned and said, a bird. Dad repeated once again, son, what is that? He said, daddy, it's a bird. And they continued reading the newspapers. And the bird went on another branch. Father raised up his look and said, son, what is that? Dad, that is bird. B-I-R-D, bird. And don't ask me anymore. Is that clear to you? Father, sad, entered in the house and he carries the monument, a book. And he opened a page and he gave it to his son into his lap. He said, read this aloud. And this is the way son read. When you were a child, 50 years ago, I was taking you to a park. You were my youngest son. You were 3 months old. A bird landed close to us, and you asked me when you were 3, in fact, Dad, what is this? I said to you, bird, son, and I embraced you. Again, you asked me, Daddy, what is this? Bird, son, and I embraced you. 21 times you asked me, and every time I embraced you and said, the bird. This story talks about what Medjugorje is. Even birds know it. And maybe we people do not know. 35 years Our Lady has been talking here. Love. Confess. Do peace. And we, like this son, angry, deaf, and we say, okay, good, we do know, but we do not do it. But it will be remained written in the book, a notebook that Our Lady wrote. Same like from this example. She's been patient for 35 years with us. With Jesus, she was 33 years. Jesus lived 33 years. And here she is for 35 years. She's been saying the same words. She repeats the same prayer. Someone says, well, there's nothing miraculous in such words. But Our Lady alone carried the word. And Our Lady alone directs us towards each other. That is why Jesus says, do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Brothers and sisters, how do we behave towards other people? What do we want from other people in our life? What? Someone says, the longest memory is our own goodness. That's who we are. When you do something good to someone, how proud you are walking through the street. And when the person whom you did something good passes by, you raise your head and you expect him to say hello to you, as if you bought him. Come here. I gave you at that time money for your tablets, for your medicine when you didn't have. I borrowed you when you didn't have, as if we bought a man. That is our goodness towards other people. We remember it. And imagine if now someone says, what did we alone do on our own? No one, nothing. Who created all of this here? What a project. All confidence will go to Dubai, to the desert, because they have money to make big buildings. And who will come into this desert? What investor will invest here in this rocky area? I do not see one like that. That is a failed case. Who would say, I would come here and I would like to invest? Well, that is when Our Lady and Jesus invested, when no one saw what was going to happen here, when we had only rocks, when there was nothing here, when a pearl was in the beginning. Our Lady said, I invest here in this place. And maybe the best message of this place was given by one bishop recently in his report. I didn't come here to be theologian. I didn't come here to be reasoning with him, to check. No, I came to save my soul. And here, soul is saved. There is her statue. Jesus called her Imma, Mama, in Hebrew. I see flowers around Our Lady. Nowhere so many orchids or flowers around Our Lady like in Medjugorje. Enter in the church, and then you will see on the right-hand side hundreds of flowers. Is that coincidence? They say that this orchidae flower is the queen of flowers. To whom do we give it to? To the queen of the world. And they say that orchidae cannot stand the lack of light. Pilgrim wants to say this. Give an orchidae because he came back to the light. He's similar to an orchidae. He's looking for the light in order to convert. Brothers and sisters, I will tell you an example that I shared with my parish on Holy Saturday. I think that is worthy to repeat it. A man cared about his wife for 30 years because she was sick and then she died. And in the meantime, I was watching TV. One writer said this, take paper and pen, and on a paper draw a house, sun, and flower. Very simple. Paper and draw on it house, flower, and sun. And this artist said, if you put house in the center, it means that you're not children anymore. And every child, he said, will draw big sun and big flower. And will draw very little house. And adults will do opposite, big house. I first, as a priest, drew big house. And I understood that I stopped being child. And then I went through the city, all people, about hundred of drawings, shops, police, some entrepreneurs, and they all put the house in the center. Every one of them drew house in the center of the paper, in the middle of the sheet of paper, a little bit of sun and a little bit of flower. The center was the house. And then I went to a child, little child, to see what the child would draw. And child drew big sun, big flower, and then again big house. And now I wonder, how is it possible the child draws a big house because he's child? And in the meantime, his mother says, "Great, sweetie, you drew the house the way your mother taught you." That means that we draw on our own sheet of life and we write the way someone teaches us. And here our lady has been teaching us simple things. To write only important things. Brothers and sisters, message of Medjugorje is very simple. Be simple person. Save yourself through simplicity, through love towards your neighbors. Someone nicely said, you need to die in your life so that at the end of your life you could die. How beautifully it is when one dies and he has nothing to leave because he gave everything to others during his life. That happened to me in my novitiate when I lost my master. That is when for the first time I saw a man who died, who left nothing behind him. He gave everything he had. This is what Our Lady has been doing here. She's dying and she's giving everything from herself. And we can buy to ourselves, every one of us. But wow to us when death comes into our life. And then that death will have so many things to take because we did not permit anything to die, but we were gathering only for ourselves. How death makes profit from such people. How death enjoys when she comes to a man from whom she has so much to take. Man who did not share with others. And the gospel tonight says, do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Share, give. And that is why falling apart of system happens in such families. Families who are just grabbing for themselves. And then death happens. Whose is this? Who will take more? Father loved me more. No, he loved me more. An argument happens for the next generations because father did not know how to share, divide. He was gathering only. Didn't think about it. So that his own sons will curse him. His own sons to whom he was gathering will curse him. Out of what reason? Because he did not share. And he thought as father that his sons will know how to divide it. Don't ever divide to your neighbors, but share to those who are not your neighbors. Jesus says to you, what benefit is to you if you love those who love you? Wow to you if you love those who love you only. Wow to us if we love only those who love us. How many times every one of us had that when we were loving and giving to only to our neighbors. You see, they were blind, they did not recognize it. No, it's not that they didn't recognize, but that is the law of Jesus. Go further from your neighbor. Go to your enemy. Go to the one who persecutes you, who hates you. That is why Jesus desires to tell you, if you truly want blessing in your family, if you truly want it, well, then share and give to others. Well, Medjugorje here was founded for this, because people were sharing, because people were giving, because people were giving everything they had. When we started gathering, restlessness, unrest entered in us. Because Jesus didn't say that we should gather only. How did Jesus die on the cross? He extended his hands. And what did he have in his hands? Who will say what he had in his hands? As far as I know, he had empty hands. narrow gate, not wide. If you want to kiss the star in Bethlehem, you have to leave your luggage and you have to bow down. Because with luggage, you cannot kiss the place where Jesus was born. No, you will not be able to go through it, neither you nor me. That is why, set yourself free from everything that is not important. And I will end with one cute example to me. I came home and my nephew, I always bring him a little candy or sweet chocolate. He says, thank you for bringing this to me. And then we spoke about something about death, just by coincidence. And he asked, what is death? I said, well, that is when your uncle dies and he's not here anymore. Child stood up, came to me and embraced me with both hands. He started crying. Only when I told him what death is, and he was crying on my shoulder, and I, all proud. And he says, uncle, it means if when you die, you will not bring me chocolates anymore, candies. That is how something like this is here as well. Mother comes, but the time will come when mother will not be here. And then, what shall we do? As my nephew, but my nephew is a child. He's not an adult. Shall we also cry and say, Mama, there are no more sweets? Or shall we, as adults, say, Mama, you are not here anymore. It's a big difference. Mama, there are no sweets. Or Mama, you are not here anymore. But child is forgiven. Shall we be forgiven? 35 years here, mother has been present. You know why saying your life is like this. 5 times you have and then 5 times you don't have. You can possess anything or not possess it. But do not permit that you have mother and then you lose her. Do not permit, my dear pilgrim and faithful parishioner and priest, that you have mother and then you lose her. Mother is created to be and that you may always have her. If anything will save us, I personally, out of my own experience, I'm telling, that will be Jesus, but through his mother. As I entered in the priesthood because of her, because she taught me what it means to be near Jesus. I'm far from him. I'm not even close to him. But without her, I would never dare to set out on that path. So neither you. Amen.